Good evening. Hi, how are you? Folks, we're incredibly honored to be back. Thanks for filling up the old Irving Plaza. We love it here. This is a great place to play. Always have a good time. And we're really, really psyched. Please give it up for a buddy of ours joining us. The fella with the stick and the fiddle. Great man, Sam Bush. This is our dear friend Kevin, who makes things work. He is sporting a shirt from the store, Chicago's finest. Alright, this sounds like an old Irving Plaza that we know and love so well. Mr. Sam Bush to go ahead and sing one here for you folks. We've been having a lot of fun, Sam, the last couple nights, and we will again the rest of tonight and tomorrow. It's Ben Kaufman down there on the bass.
Good evening, everybody. So I think my microphone is working now, which means we're so very lucky I get to sing you a number now.
Let's sit blessed. You know what we're going to do? He's going to come over here for a second. I think we're going to have somebody else sing one whose vocal mic works. I think Ben may have the juju. He got the voodoo on him. This is getting serious. It's okay. It's all right. We're about here. We can do our thing. Well, this gives us a chance to hang out and talk to you for a little while. Isn't this fun? Play a banjo tune while we make sure all the vocal things are working. We've been here so many times, things have gone so well, you gotta have one, you know, unfrozen waffle in your box.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? I can hear you. I can hear me. Everything is as it should be. Come.
Man down.
No, really, man, it could happen to anyone.
They have pills for that, and look at the guys on our website.
Well, we're at the crack. You know what's... Hey, everybody, how's it going now? Can you hear me now? Sam, I'm going to take your microphone away from you for a second, if that's okay. But can it play the bass? That's what I want to know. Who needs blisters when you... All right. Yeah, I'm not used to being so close to me. You know what? I'm not used to being so close to myself, Adam. Here's a song about televangelism. Thank you.
think we have exercised the demon. And if not, we're going to do it this song, right?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Ben.
How are you? Hello, folks. Can you hear me now? Is it working now? Oh, good. Here's a song that we haven't played. We were given a list earlier this evening of songs we haven't played in a really long time. This was on that list.
He's being subtle. They were demands.
Four demands.
There was a thumb in there.
And,
we don't know whose thumb.
This is a song called "The Walking Shoes Don't Fit Me Anymore." So key A, if you want to play along out there on your fiddles and your washboards, goes like this.
This, it's we really were kind of hoping she'd be able to make the trip, but Sam has a great person in his life named Lynn. It's his wife. She's a great person, and today is their wedding anniversary. They've been married 21 years. We're gonna have to have someone call Lynn on the phone to the crowd. That's why she married him all those years ago. He can balance his stick like no one else. Every second you do that, it's another dollar in your pocket, my friend. It's nice to see folks together that long, and we'll sing a song. You gotta, some religions you break glass to bring have bad luck before it all the good luck. So we'll sing a sad song about good things. Alright. Sure, what that means. I think my mic's broken, saying the stupidest shit. Yes.
Thank you.
We're making a roadmap up here. We're getting our shows. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start in Wyoming, and then we'll go down into Colorado. And then I'll end up singing way too high. Vocally high. Range-wise, not.
So every year, every summer, we get to do this great thing called called the Northwest Strength Summit out in Portland. It's a festival that we throw. It's pretty kick-ass. If you haven't been there, you should go. Anyway, we broadcast the whole festival on a radio station, so if people are in their campgrounds or with kids or whatever, they can hear all the music that they are missing otherwise. And a good friend of ours runs that, Peacock Radio, it's called. And he just had a baby today. I guess her name is Emily. She was born today. And she's here tonight, folks. Here she is. She's supposed to be sleeping. Anyway, Mark and Emily, congratulations. We'll play these next couple for you.
Yeah. down the river.
Welcome back, everyone. We have extra time with you tonight.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes you just need to become a little old human rhythm machine. One of the finest that's ever been seen. So is everybody back? We're all together now. We're all unified in this little house of love. Good.
Thank you.
Bob Dylan song.
You're gonna start doing that one time, and I'm gonna sing it, and then we're gonna be it.
You folks are stirring up the beast within us tonight. That's all I'm gonna say. This is our third week out on tour. We've been having a really good time on this tour, playing a lot of music with a lot of friends and seeing a lot of people. It's been a really good time. Selfish Tour 2005. We've had Sam out here. We had Daryl Lang at the beginning of the tour. We hang out with Todd Snyder next week. We love Todd. So this is Selfish. This is our Selfish Tour.
But the other day, Ben was just drilled with questions about this next song. I mean, if I'm not incorrect, it was almost a forum situation, and you were just bombarded with questions. Right. Is this song about a town, or is it a metaphor, or what the... It was way too much reading.
You know, but that's what I get for leaving my email address around for wherever, which incidentally is adam@yondermountain.com.
No, his secret account is it, anyway.
So this is a song called Town that I wrote about a place in New Jersey. Years before I'd ever been there, which is weird. Anyway.
Just new, you know. From Dave Johnston yet tonight. The crooning voice, smooth voice of David Johnston. Keening tones, I do believe. Keening tones, let's get this party started. That's my favorite thing you've done this tour, come up with that little corn guitar lick. Do it again. Oh, see immediately. We're in a bad hotel room somewhere in Akron, Ohio. Lucky enough, Dave, let's play some serious bluegrass music. I'm not afraid to
If we didn't allow our dear friend Sam Bush to have some time alone with you. So will you please give us a big old applause and a big old round. This fellow's been in show business almost 10 years now. We're so glad we were able to work out this trip, man. We love you to death, Sammy. Give it up for our dear friend Sam Bush.
Songs done in a medley, and there are a couple of love songs written by two of my favorite songwriters, Van Morrison and Bob Dylan. I got to get better than those guys. And although we're not together, this first song is sort of about that. My wife and I, 21 years of marriage tonight. And really, being married 21 years to a musician, that's kind of like dog years. That's about 99 real people years. I don't know how she does it. And but this is kind of like, as we look in the audience, we can tell who came as a couple tonight. It's pretty obvious. And but you can also tell as you look out, you can tell who within the couple wanted to come to the show the worst. And for those of you in the couple that might not have wanted to come as badly as your partner did, you did the right thing. Oh, you have done the right thing tonight. May there be a jewel in your starry crown. But I can't wait now. once was a true love of mine. If you're going where the snowman storms, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me, she has a coat so warm. Keep her from the howling winds. Please see.
wanna make it all come true. If I had a chance to be in love with you. Thank you.
a couple more in you. We're not going to do it. We're going to break your heart. We're not going to.
Until they say, you're done.
We can't thank you enough for being with us tonight, coming out on a Thursday. Well done. can't remember that song. We don't know all the right words. It's we gotta learn all the right words before we do it.
Ruben!
We got time for one more, folks.
And unfortunately, it will not be the polka on the banjo. The Big Joe Polka Show, though. It's a great show. Gotta watch it.
Hey, folks, do you like a polka? Do you love a polka? Do you love a banjo? Here's a song called Northern Song.
This is a polka on ecstasy, though.
If you're listening to this song, you may think the chords are going wrong. Wrote it like that.
see you after the show. Give it up again, please, for our dear friend Sam Bush joining us.
That's all we got time for. They let us play a lot longer than we should have, so thanks for letting them do that.